was sitting with these scripture readings today and thinking of this image of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, began to think about the correlation between that and Mother's Day. And what I was struck by first was it says, I am the Good Shepherd. I know my sheep, and they know me. I've had the privilege a couple of times of going out and being among a flock of sheep. I don't know if you've ever had the chance to do that, but to me, they all look alike. It's amazing. It just looks like a bunch of sheep. And yet the shepherd, the one who's in charge, you know, they look at them and they know every one of them. You know, they can sit there and say, look out for that one, she's a little wild. This one over here will always try to get food first. That one over there comes in last. This one over here, you can tell it looks a little bit different because if you see this marking under here, and all of a sudden, it's like, oh, man, they know them all. They know them all. They're not a big glob to the shepherd. He knows them all. And I found myself thinking about the bond that happens between a mother and child. You know, there is probably something magical that happens from that moment of conception to the 9 months that they are in the womb until they're born. There's a bond that really is established. Think about, we sang that in that second verse of the opening song. It says, soon the pain of birth will be forgotten. And I think about that and I think that might have been a man that wrote that. I'm not sure, because when I've been around women who not only have given birth, but dealing with a pregnancy and all that kind of stuff, it's just, hesitate to tell you this story. I don't think Jelaine would mind. I don't know if you know Jelaine Weber, one of our parishioners. She told this story. Mothers who are pregnant could relate to this. She said the only time she ever heard her mom and dad get in an argument was when they were growing up, and her mother was pregnant at the time. She was pregnant with twins. And it was a very hot summer. About that same time, they were growing up on the farm, and they raised pigs, and there were several sows ready to deliver, and it was very hot there, and out of concern for the mother pigs, he put air conditioning in the barn, but not in the house. It's like, oh my goodness. And all I think about is mothers who have to go through all of that in the summertime. It's like, oh my goodness, how uncomfortable. But maybe we say, well, it was worth it. But the bond that is established, there's a connection there, and it's like when you say, I can't stop loving them. They're my kids, and they may ignore you. They may do terrible things to you, but they're still your kids, and you still love them. I remember a young man, he was telling this story to the chaplain at the prison, and he said, you know, he was talking about his mother, and he said, you know, I've done awful things. I've stolen from my mother to feed my drug habits. I have taken advantage of her in so many ways. And yet, She's the one that drives several hundred miles to come and see me in prison. It's amazing. And you think, why do you do that? Because they're your son. It's your son. It's your daughter. You still love them. You still love them. There's something magical about them. It says in the scripture, it says, I know them and they follow me. They listen to what I have to say. And I think about all the women that I've known who want desperately to kind of share their wisdom with their kids. And sometimes kids just are not ready to hear it. You know, they can hear the same wisdom from someone else. And they come over and they say, you know, that's what I heard from the person over here. And you say, well, duh. Man, that's what I've been trying to tell you for a long time. And you think, you can't hear it. You can't hear it. And mothers who still love their kids, or who can say, I can be a mother and to the neighbor kids, and they think I'm the wisest woman in the world. And my own kids look at me and think, what do they know? Isn't that, it's part of the mystery of life. I know them and they follow me. I was thinking that in the time of Jesus, they didn't always follow Jesus and they didn't always listen to him. There is a time, one of the passages in scripture where Jesus has kind of gone away to pray and he comes back and he looks at the people and says his heart was moved with pity because they were like sheep without a shepherd. They were just scattered around. Isn't that an experience of a mother? Sometimes you think, what in the world are they doing? Or at one time, Jesus, in frustration with his disciples, he says, how long I have been with you, and still you do not understand. Or it says in another place, many of the disciples left Jesus because they found him altogether too much. And he turns to the apostles, the group, the small group, and he said, you guys gonna leave too? And Peter says in those great words, Lord, where would we go? But to be a mother, you know, to give your love, and then to be able to trust that it will take root in the ways that it's supposed to take root. To trust that you can give everything that you got, and then you let it go. To not, as they say, to not get invested in the results. You talk about a balancing act. That is a truly, truly challenging thing for mothers, for parents. When you love your kids, you know, you can't help but not be concerned about them. When they hurt, you hurt. When they're anxious, you're anxious. And you'd want to do everything to calm their fears, to give them confidence, to give them a sense of security because of the great love that you have. Well, when you reflect upon that, it's a great way to kind of enter into the picture of Jesus, who is the good shepherd, who knows everyone, who keeps leading us to good pasture and is patient enough with us that gives us the time that it takes for us to follow. And sometimes that's a long, long time. But today I think we give thanks for the gift of mothers, because they truly are like Jesus, who says, "I am the good shepherd. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish."